Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody had a great three-day weekend. I know I did, even though the weather didn't always participate or cooperate. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
you? What's happening, man? Yeah, man. Hopefully everybody had a great one. Like I said, the weather did what it wanted to do, man, and hopefully you got to do it, got it in, and all those other different things, man. No, we had a good time. Tired. Took all day yesterday to try to recover. Mm-hmm. Took two, like, hour and a half naps yesterday, man. Then went to bed early. So I'm feeling all spry and good right now.
Yeah, so you're back.
My bounce back game feeling like I was 26 right now.
You know who else is probably feeling good today? Bo Johnson.
Yes.
Happy birthday to our brother, man.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bo.
Thanks, fellas.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually am feeling great this morning. So I woke up this morning. So my alarm's set for a specific time. Uh-huh. Olivia's at the house. They're in no school, whatever.
Right,
we
got
softball tonight. So my alarm's set for a specific time. She knows exactly what time I had my alarm set for. She got up at 6 a.m., made pancakes and eggs.
Yeah. Huh.
And as soon as the time that my alarm goes off, like it goes off, I'm wiping the crust out of my eyes and sitting on the edge of the bed. She comes barreling into my room and jumps on me. Happy birthday.
That's awesome.
She had candles sticking out of pancakes and boiled eggs because she knows I bring boiled eggs to work. Right? Candles sticking out of pancakes. There's presents on the table I didn't get to yet because they're from everybody that's already gone for the day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what sucks is I was like, all right, hey, thanks, Juice. And then I had to pack them up in Ziploc bags and throw my bag and come to work.
Awesome.
But that's so cool.
But that's awesome.
That's a perfect way to start.
That's the perfect way to start it, man.
We had the opposite start. Well, maybe not. You had the opposite start.
We had
a little bit of a different start at our house because, like you talked about, today kind of the first day post school, right? So, what do you do? What's everybody up to? Where are you going? She's doing summer camp. Not excited about summer camp.
Really? No. Didn't want to do it.
Anything different is hard at first for her. She's not a big fan of, I was doing this, and now I have to do this. Whether it's like transitions in the day or it's changes like that, whatever. She doesn't like it. And then after 5 minutes, she's fine. But she went to bed at like 8 last night and got up at 8:15 this morning. 12 hours and 15 minutes of sleep.
Hell yeah.
I was like, I've never seen such a thing. Because I always wake her up, you know, when there's a hard start for school. You got to be at school at 7:45.
Yeah.
But with no, you know, summer camp, come whenever you want. I was like, well, I'll just let her sleep, see how long this goes for. Like 8 o'clock rolled around, I was like, all right, we gotta wake her up.
She might have still been sleeping.
Well, she didn't want to go. So I think every time she woke up, she was just like, I'll just go back to sleep and maybe dad'll forget.
It was
a good try though.
The social butterfly she is. I'm surprised at that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had one of those, you know, LeBed's big bed, big boy bed now. And I heard a thump thump at like 6:15. I'm like, oh hell, he'll fill out the bed. And so I'm getting up off the chair to go, and I just hear him at the top of the stairs yelling, Daddy! I'm like, okay, I'm on the way, dog. And as I'm going up the stairs, I'm like, oh, hell. What does that smell? This dude then had, like, one of them, like, newborn blowouts that the newborn baby have, and their diaper, and they go all the way up their back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my good dude. It was a long morning. Long morning.
It's a tough way to.
Yeah, man, it's a tough way to start your day.
Starts your Tuesday,
but it is Tuesday, not Monday.
That's being a dad, though.
Yeah, man. But I was like, why'd you holler, mommy?
This is mom's area of expertise,
dog, man. But we got them all cleaned up. Got the rug out of there. Had to wash everything. Threw the rug away. Had to wash all the clothes and everything.
Yeah. Sometimes
like that.
It's better just
throw
stuff
away, man.
Yeah, that's
and luckily it's trash day today too.
Yeah.
So just throw the thing in there.
We'll get a new one
and get it done.
I don't know that I would describe the Braves series over the weekend to the Padres as a newborn diaper blowout.
Yeah.
But it wasn't great.
Right.
Like, it was great. Mm-hmm. Part of it was great. Like, Ronald Acuna was back. First pitch Friday night.
Dude.
Gone. Just I unbelievable moment.
We were sitting outside, and we were in San Francisco. We were outside, and I mean, I'm just like, okay, come on, Ronnie. And as soon as he hit that damn ball, we lost it. Mm-hmm. Just started screaming and yelling and everything like that, man, because it was just just special.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It was just special. It was awesome.
A great player doing a great thing.
Yes. And then they didn't get another hit after that.
None.
They got a hit on the first pitch of the game.
That's right.
And then no more runs.
And they decided they were good.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah
Ronnie, let's let him have his thing, the celebrate and all those different things. Listen to that, Amen. We don't want to participate. This is your night, Ronnie.
It's your moment, Ronnie.
It's your night.
Anybody want to come? Nope.
Nah.
You're good.
Nah.
We're done scoring, which has been kind of typical of a Chris Sale start the last month or so.
Like, he was awesome.
Chris Sale deals. The offense scores zero runs. They lose the game.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that's what happened on Friday night. Cunha hit another one on Saturday.
Yeah.
They won that one. Yes. That was nice.
Everybody got into it.
Yeah, that was nice. It was nice to see them pad the lead a little bit on Saturday. Haven't had very many wins like that. I think half of their games this season, wins and losses, have been one-run games. So they've been playing tight ball games, and they've got more wins and extra innings this year than anybody in baseball. But then to come back Sunday, and lose the rubber match, it's frustrating. I mean, all the excitement of Acuna being back is there, and it doesn't take away from it for
right.
me. Like, that was a great weekend. Unfortunately, kind of the same result, though. Even with him in there, kind of the same result, kind of the same performance. I know the Padres are pretty good. They came into the series losing seven in a row, but they got right with that victory, or that series victory over the weekend. Day off, and Memorial Day is always kind of the time where
you kind of know.
You can kind of look at the standings a little bit. Baseball's just so damn long. It's hard to get too bogged down in how many games you are out in April. But it's not April anymore.
No.
Memorial Day happened, and you're 8.5 games out.
Yeah.
So
you got to get
everybody's back
they've
now.
Caught,
so
they've
it's time to start getting together.
They caught teams before this far back and everything like
sure.
that. You know, but yeah, it's like. But my thing, obviously Ronnie being back, but your starters are giving you long outings. They're giving you 7+ innings, which is good because of how ragged it is, that damn bullpen is. And all three of them did it this weekend, which was good and clean. The Austin Riley era. I mean, I don't like the wanting to make it seem like Schnick was talking about the grounds crew was just amazing. I said, you took that from what he said.
But isn't that what we said, though?
I mean, that's what we said. Remember how I kept saying?
We said that like a week ago.
I was like, it, damn,
infield
that,
looks a little bouncy.
Infield is getting real funny hops off of it, you know? And that was just an observation that I had. I didn't think nothing of it.
I don't think Snit was saying the grounds crew's doing a bad job.
No.
But I think that there's some area between, like, the grounds crew's doing a terrible job and there's no blame to be on Austin Riley.
Yeah.
The guy's been getting some bad hops.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
I don't know
why. But it is something that we had noticed.
Yeah. I was just curious if that was the case or something like
a lot of
that,
hops.
Man. It's just real. It's real. They got a springy infield.
They got some gravelly dirt over there,
man,
or something like that.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this. I bet the grounds. I know they're on the road right now, but I bet the grounds crew is going to be
extra overtime,
extra reiky, or whatever
extra
you do.
Reiky.
You know those like little. Those little rakes they pull behind them, you know?
Yeah.
They don't have normal rakes we have in the garden. They've got, like, those fancy ones that pull behind you, you know?
They got to figure something out, man.
Get that dirt real finely grained.
Yeah, but they got to figure something out, man. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, I mean, this team is as whole as it's going to be as far as when you talk about your main contributors to this team. Now, there's going to be some moves and everything.
Yeah, you're going to get Profar back.
Yeah, you're going to get Profar and those guys back. But I think as of right now, this is what you're going with. Seems like Ronnie, because I know they asked him, asked Nick if he was going to go and everything on the third day. And he was like, I feel good. And then I forgot who it was. Said, well, Ronald Acuna's not going to tell you he's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie's not going to go to Snick. Yeah, I don't feel. Them 2 days was enough for me. No, he wants to play. So, yeah, he's going to be in there. You know, it's not no days off or anything like that. But, yeah, he's going to be in there. And you saw just the energy and everything that he brings as far as his ability to get on base, hit the ball. I mean, I don't understand why the guy was running on. I know he ain't been out there in a while.
I guess he thought he hurt his arm.
I guess he hurt his arm, too. No, the arm
there.
Yeah, Ronnie just hoses him down.
Yeah.
You know, so that, I think just, you know, the disappointment of losing the series is definitely there. But I think just the fact of him being there kind of levels it out a little bit more for me.
100%.
You know, just
100%.
Having him back in the lineup and just going forward. Again, this is how this team is going to be. We got another guy coming back. Spencer Strider's going tonight. You know, hopefully he can continue to bounce back from, whatever's going on with him, with his re-entrance into the lineup, and try to, you know, continually, because it's going to be, I don't want to say it's going to be a struggle for him because he's too damn good. But like last time, just like the first time we saw him, you could tell he hasn't pitched in a while.
Yeah, it's funny. It didn't look like that with Ronald.
Yeah.
You know, because we kind of did our, we tempered our expectations.
He looks a lot better than he did the last ACL.
He looks better than he looked at any point last season.
Yes, yes.
And that's, to me, the weird thing about, you know, obviously he got hurt like 50 games into the year last year and was out for a year and all of that. It's still, because we are starting to get like concerned and have questions about what's going on with Ronald Acuña. Even before he got hurt last year, because remember, he played 50 games. Yeah. He batted like 2-something. He had 4 home runs, and he's got half as many home runs last weekend as he had all of last year before he got injured. Like, I don't know. And remember, before last season started, he went and saw the doctor again because he was having some weird knee stuff. You can't convince me fully that he was 100% healthy last season when he played. And then he got hurt, obviously, and it is what it is. But yeah, no, he looks better right now than he looked at any point in 2024.
Right.
He looks way better than he did when he came back from his ACL injury the first time.
Definitely.
I'm not going to sit here and say he looks like 2023 Acuña. I don't know that he ever will, because I don't know that they're going to let him steal bases like that anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that might be a little bit of a – he'll still steal bases, but he's not going to steal bases like that probably. So I think like a year like that is probably, you know, probably not realistic. That doesn't mean that he can't do other things that make up for it, but he looked great.
Looked fine.
He looked great.
Yeah.
He looked good in the field. His arm looked awesome. Obviously he hits the home runs, had a double on Sunday, had a single as well on Friday night. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure there's going to be some games where he doesn't look like Ronald Acuña.
I don't care. He's out there.
Yeah, but he's out there.
Yeah, he's out there.
And again, like, it's not so much like, well, physically, he clearly has it physically. So there's going to be some ups and downs just because it's baseball.
The strikeouts were there.
But he looks great. He looks great. And Ozzie Albies, right on time, because as soon as Ronald Acuña, for whatever reason, the direct correlation between Acuña being in the lineup and Ozzie Albies hitting the baseball is right there. Because he is on an 11-game hitting streak since that 0-for-28, but really kind of showed a little bit of the pop on Sunday that we hadn't seen. Sunday was the first game Ozzie Albies has had all year where he had multiple extra base hits, which is crazy for a guy that's had 30 home run seasons before.
Yes.
So hopefully that power is starting to come back a little bit. Olsen's heating up.
Yes.
Like,
Apo Taco, baby.
But, you know, all that is true. Now let's, you know, put it together.
String some stuff together.
A little bit.
String some stuff together.
It feels like things are kind of clicking a little bit, but still losing series, and you're still with 2 games under 500. So
comfortably under 500.
Yeah.
Yeah.
8.5 back of the Phillies. Can kind of start looking at that now. Got the Phillies for 3, though.
Yes.
So by Thursday.
Who are doing really. Oh, damn.
Yes, the Phillies have won.
Yeah, they lost last night, I think.
Yeah, but going into that, I think they had won like 11 in a row or something like that.
That damn Rangers Warriors right on time.
Yeah.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I know. Ranger Suarez, Zach Wheeler,
and
then one other guy.
Tajon Walker.
I think that's wrong. But that's all right. Strider, Shaver, and Chris Sale. Going for the Braves. So should be a good pitching matchup the next 3 days as well. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday. We'll come back and get you caught up on everything that's trending here to start the show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G
5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.